When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller and Charlie Long. Take it till 7 o'clock tonight. That's when the Saints Hour, with the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawson, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Saints, Mickey Loomis, will take over. Stay tuned and hear all their special guests as well. And after that, we'll also have the Pelicans Weekly, a half-hour show for an insider's perspective. That's all on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the Odyssey app. Joining us now, Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. We're talking about that early signing period. It's starting up tomorrow. Zach, how you been? I know it's been probably really busy for you, especially today.
That's an understatement.
Right.
Yeah, man. Today's been one of the busiest days in a while, but glad to sit back, recap with you guys, and talk some ball.
Appreciate it. I'm going to lead off with, obviously, the news this morning when we heard that the corner and Cade Phillips flipping to Texas. Wondering your thoughts on this for the LSU Tigers, what it means for them going forward. Are they going to have to maybe attack the recruiting trail more for a corner, or do you look more in the transfer portal for one now?
Yeah, I've had the chance to talk with Cade Phillips quite a few times, and it's a spectacular kid, both on and off the field. And, of course, 8 days ago, he was locked in with LSU. But we're in the wild, wild west right now, man. It's a ridiculous time period where people are throwing around money that it's hard to pass up on. Spoke to him again this morning, and all signs obviously pointed towards Texas Longhorns ultimately getting his signature. And that's what's going to happen. So it's a big-time loss for LSU, man. I love Cade Phillips. I love his game. I think he's a tremendous player, and I think he's only scratching the surface. So the Longhorns are certainly getting a good one, man. They're getting a really talented player. And then you look forward now to what does LSU do in the cornerback room for the future. And you're going to have to transfer portal and go get one to two guys. And I'd lean towards them going to get two. There's a couple of names out there that are circulating right now. And it starts with Jakeem Jackson, who's a transfer from Florida. Corey Raymond recruited him. So I'd expect to see him kind of be a guy that LSU targets. And that's Jakeem Jackson from Florida. He entered the portal today. So we'll see what they do on that front. Obviously, it's too early to tell kind of which direction they'll lean in. But, of course, with the loss of Cade Phillips, you got to attack the portal, get some experienced guys, and work from there.
Are we hearing any rumblings on another corner in DJ Pickett? I know there was teams like a Miami and a Georgia that were trying to lure him over there.
Yeah, you got Miami, Oregon, Georgia, et cetera, of course, swinging for the fences. It's the 11th hour. It's crunch time now. You're going to see some major money tossed around to these kids to see what will happen. He's coming off of a multi-day stay in Baton Rouge where he came in on Friday, departed on Sunday. LSU ultimately got the final face-to-face visit with DJ Pickett. The visit went well, according to people that I spoke with, and now we kind of wait to see if pen touches paper, and all signs would point towards that hopefully being the case, but emphasis on the word hopefully. You just don't know anymore in this day and age. Anything can happen at the final second, so we'll see if LSU can seal the deal there, and they'd be more than happy to get a guy like DJ Pickett on board after this wild recruiting kind of last few weeks they've had.
Zach, hopping from cornerback to quarterback, I wanted to ask you, because obviously we all know what happened with Bryce Underwood's flip from LSU to Michigan and the bag that he kind of got from the Wolverines there. But you put out an article earlier on Sports Illustrated. I want to get, you know, let you share it to people about Bryce Baker, a quarterback from North Carolina, who was originally a North Carolina commit, but Mac Brown got fired. Obviously, we know the situation there with the Tar Heels. So what's kind of the latest on Bryce Baker, a four-star commit out of North Carolina that LSU's trying to throw their hat in the ring for?
Yeah, it's a fantastic question. He's a fantastic player, and he remains committed to North Carolina at this moment. He's awaiting to see what's going to happen with their coaching change after Mac Brown got fired. But to this moment, he's still with North Carolina. He went and visited Penn State last weekend, and now he's delayed his signing. He's not going to sign during the early period. He's going to push it back a little bit, and that gives LSU an advantage here. It gives them an opportunity to potentially get a visit lined up, continue to get more dialogue rolling with him, and see if they can kind of pick up some ground here, pick up some momentum with the guy in Bryce Baker. He's a fantastic quarterback. We'll see what happens. He's been committed to North Carolina for about a year and a half now. He's been loyal to that program, and he's kind of just evaluating his options here. We'll see if LSU can pick up a little bit of ground there, but it's a long shot, it appears. But who knows, man? Once again, third time I've saying it, anything can happen nowadays.
Yeah, curious on your opinion of what we can expect tomorrow from a guy like Jakeem Stewart. Obviously, the story of this young man is pretty amazing to consider. You know, 17 years old, really hasn't played much varsity football, but is obviously so talented and sought after. The LSU team has a chance to keep him in state, but I know there's other teams like a USC, Oregon coming to call in for this guy and expecting a pretty heavy bag for him as well. But where do the Tigers stand with their trying to land Jakeem Stewart, trying to keep him in Louisiana?
Zach, Mike called him the biggest wild card of tomorrow. Like, nobody knows what's going to happen with him.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic take. I think Jakeem Stewart is obviously a unicorn, to put it kindly. I mean, this guy is a fantastic player. 6'6", 290, moves really well for his size, and kind of getting away from the evaluation perspective, we know how talented he is. He's uber talented. He's a five-star. So getting back to where things stand there, USC is the team to beat right now. The Trojans rolled out the red carpet and then some on that official visit on November 16th on that weekend. And LSU has some ground to make up there. They did that over the last couple of days. We'll see where things stand come tomorrow. Frank Wilson is obviously as elite of a recruiter as it gets when it comes to those New Orleans natives, those in-state guys. We'll see what they can do down the stretch. USC appears to be the team to beat right now. The 11th hour is here. We're approaching that time. We'll see if LSU can continue chipping away. It looks like USC is the team to beat, but LSU's not going to go down without a fight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hop in from early National Signing Day to some transfer portal news today. I mean, there was a couple players that hopped in and maybe a few surprises to some people. I wanted to ask you first about Deshaun Womack and him hopping in the portal. You know, Mike and I have talked about him a little bit, that he's got the talent. He's a little bit raw, and so wherever he goes, he's going to have a good coaching staff to kind of teach him up. But, you know, a high ceiling type of player that hopped in the portal for LSU on the defensive line.
Yeah, Deshaun Womack is a super talented player. Obviously, he was a five-star out of high school, and he has all the potential in the world. He couldn't quite crack the rotation when it came to meaningful snaps, especially this year when you had a 1-2 punch of Savion Jones and Braden's twins. I mean, those two guys were playing at an elite level for most of the season. They might have trended a little bit downwards towards the end and didn't keep that momentum, but they played well this season enough to keep a guy like Deshaun Womack off of the field. So now he has an opportunity to enter that free agent market again, see where he stands, see what programs are reaching out to him. like you said, man, he is a sky-high potential. This is a guy who has all the intangibles, 6'5", 250, moves really well. It's a player that's certainly going to be sought after in the portal. It's a shame LSU isn't going to have him next year, but nonetheless, extremely talented player who's going to thrive at his next destination, of course.
And then the one that was a little bit surprising, but then the more you kind of look into it, it makes a little bit more sense, is C.J. Daniels. And yeah. Brian Kelly had made the comment, I believe it was a week ago or so at this point, where he was just like, oh yeah, we're expecting to have him back, and now he's hopped in the portal. And the timing of it, you know, it's a little bit too much, too good to be true, right, Zach? Where, you know, Caden Salter, the Liberty quarterback, obviously C.J. Daniels, a Liberty transfer, hops in the portal. So maybe this could be like a package deal with C.J. Daniels and the quarterback that threw him 1,000 yards just two seasons ago.
Yeah, I'm going to echo most of that, kind of echo the same sentiment there, where initially I was a little bit caught off guard as well, just because he had come out publicly and said he thought that it would be smart for him to come back. Brian Kelly said the same thing. And then the more you dig into it, the more you think about it, the more it makes a little bit more sense. He can link up with Salter again, and they can dominate if they go somewhere together, like you said, a potential package deal. But C.J. Daniels is a fantastic player. The numbers might not say it with a little bit over 400 yards and no touchdowns, but man, he was banged up all year. He was dealing with a heel injury, lower body injuries left and right. He wasn't 100%, and it's a shame because that was kind of your lead guy coming back next year. He's a fantastic blocker. He has fantastic IQ. He's just a really good football player all around and a great guy to be around in the locker room. So it's a shame LSU won't have it next year, but wherever he goes, he'll make an impact, which, of course, LSU fans don't want to hear because you want to have him on your roster, of course. But nonetheless, he's going to explore his options, see where he goes. And like you said, I wouldn't be surprised to see that Liberty duo kind of link up once again.
Zach, is there anybody out there that you think that LSU has a chance to flip to the Tigers from another team?
Yeah, I think the name to watch out for right now is five-star interior offensive lineman Solomon Thomas.
Okay.
He's currently committed to Florida State. He's a fantastic player. He's a five-star, like I was saying. And LSU's really made up some ground here. They got him in town for week 13, that November 23rd day, for an unofficial visit. He was with Brad Davis. I saw him on the sidelines with some former players, just getting one-on-one time with people to kind of pick their brains and see what LSU's all about. Like I said, he's been committed to Florida State for a little bit now. He's awaiting to see what coaching hire they make. It'll be interesting to see if he does sign during the early signing period, but all signs kind of point towards him doing just that. So it's a three-team battle here between LSU, Florida, and Florida State. We'll see if LSU can come out on top and secure his services, but a five-star flip during the early signing period would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now we'll kind of sit back and see if Brad Davis and company can pull it off.
Yeah, I was about to say, we got to see if Coach Davis can put on the full court press here and figure out a way to get him flipped. But real quick, before we let you run, Zach, I wanted to get your thoughts on Coach Kelly's comments from, I think it was about a week ago, once again, where he was talking about the transfer portal and everything that we've heard from him for basically the first 3 years that he's been here is that he wants to build through the high school ranks. He wants to build through high school recruiting. It's going to be a high school recruited team. And now the latest thing after an 8-4 season, he comes out and says that they're going to be very aggressive in the transfer portal. They have one of the biggest transfer portal classes out there. I just want to get your thoughts on Coach Kelly's change of philosophy, because it felt like, you know, and I don't want to disparage him too much, but it kind of felt like avoiding the transfer portal, not necessarily avoiding because that's a bad word, but not putting too much of an effort into it, is kind of an old school thinking for a new era of college football.
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, of course. I think in the short term, you have to sit back and evaluate the transfer portal because you're coming off of an 8-4 year. You've regressed so much. You got to go get talent in the short term, and Brian Kelly understands that. So kind of tying the two things apart, long term, obviously you build through the high school ranks. Brian Kelly has echoed that sentiment numerous times. But coming back to his comments right now about being very aggressive in the portal, it's all about the short term. You got to reconstruct this roster, and you got to go get some talent immediately so that you're competitive in 2025. Obviously, this wasn't the LSU standard in 2024, so now you got to go out, be aggressive, get some guys in the portal this year. And it sounds like they're going to be doing just that. You're going to get double-digit guys from what it sounds like in the transfer portal. He's not really contradicting himself in a way. He's just kind of putting in a way that you got to be aggressive now in the short term, build through high school in the long term, in short.
Love your work, Zach, and appreciate the time, especially during this crazy busy time. Have a good one and enjoy tomorrow, man.
I appreciate it, man. You guys have a good night.
Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, joining us there. You can follow him on Twitter at ZNaggy20. I recommend you do that, especially.
No, he does great work.
With that early signing period tomorrow, you know it's going to be some Really good highs I'm expecting for tomorrow, but then, you know, those lows come too. I don't know if there are any flips or if you really have a chance at Jakeem coming to LSU over USC.
I was joking with Zach when it was coming on. I was just like, man, you haven't had much to do today. But, I mean, tomorrow's just going to be just as busy for him. So, but, yeah, go check out Zach's work on Sports Illustrated. It's great stuff.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.